One principle is that I think we should end the perfectly partitioned Europe that we created Maastricht in order to create the euro, while at the same time, however, strengthening national sovereignty and empowering national responsibility within that model. Another set. End the pseudo-solidarity which is being imposed upon the Dutch and the Germans in order to give bailouts, pretend bailouts to the Greeks and to the Irish. Stop inane austerity which is only making the debt crisis worse. Ignore all the calls for debt buybacks which will not work, but at the same time integrate investment and the management of our problems like existing debt and banking losses. This is what I refer to as decentralized Europeanization, so allow me an acronym. Decent Europe. Europeanize what? Three realms. We need a management of existing debt at the European level. We need management of the banking sector, which is collapsing all over us. And we need a Europeanized investment policy in aggregate. How do we do this without treaty changes and federation? We already have existing institutions in Europe, and each one of them can be assigned one of these tasks. I'm not going to go into this. This is not the place or the time. You can see more of this proposal elsewhere. All I want to do now is to give you a flavor of what the whole purpose of this is. Decentralized Europeanization creates the circumstances for national sovereignty and national responsibility to be strengthened, because if we integrate these three spheres in Europe of the existing debt, of banks and investment flows, then at the national level, each member state can run a balanced budget, can learn to live within its means, and also to be empowered within these limits to exercise a full national sovereignty.